Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. Well, holidays are here. Thanksgiving's coming upon us. I want to make this announcement to people that don't have Thanksgiving in their nation. If you don't have one, create one. I mean, you can use our day. We do it always on a Thursday. They're in November of, and it's such a blessing. But call your friends and your family over and have a Thanksgiving day and just thank God for all He's done, all He's doing, and all He's going to do. I'll tell you what, why not? It'd be a blessing of the Lord. It don't need to be something real big. It can be, but just let God just do what He wants to do and be a blessing to Him, because He's certainly been a blessing to us. We're going to talk about that. I want to talk about making Thanksgiving a lifestyle. I get up every morning when I do my devotion. I say, Lord, I just thank You in advance. I call those things that be not as though they were. I use my faith voice. Hallelujah. And when you understand what that means, it's just so wonderful to say thank You in any given language. Anyway, such a blessing. Let me give you a wonderful scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. All circumstances. Look what it says in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That's as good as it gets, isn't it? I like it when somebody says thank you. And you know why? Because it's a wonderful thing. And I'm going to say that it's a time for family and friends, but really, it's more than that. It's a time for remembrance. I give you something to remember on Thanksgiving Day, the day you were born again. Oh, God, man, I tell you what, greatest miracle that will ever happen to you. If you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, next one, be filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you're not, get filled with the Holy Ghost, with power, speaking in tongues. People say, I don't understand. That's not for today. It is for today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't let nobody talk you out of that. You need the same power today as Peter, James, and John, and all of them back then had. You have to have it, because we got the same devil we have to conquer. So that's number one. Just thank God for your salvation. Number two, being filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Number three, your family, your friends, especially your family. My Lord Jesus, think about that. And the ones that already have gone home to be with the Lord. Thank God that they were a part of your family. That's a wonderful thing to do that. You should never forget people. Why? Because that's what makes the planet something, people. See, people who need people. Remember that song? All the luckiest people. I got songs all the time in my head. Praise God. Barbara Streisand, I believe, sang that song. What a wonderful song. When you understand that, that's a blessing of the Lord. So I want to thank God every day for spiritual, physical, and financial blessing in my life. I want to thank God for you, my partners and friends, who so gloriously blessed this ministry. You know, we're about ready to celebrate 50 years of ministry starting January of 2026. Couldn't have done it without you. Can't do it. Can't go a day without you. And I mean that sincerely. That's just such a blessing of the Lord. So I thank you in advance for what you've done. Your spiritual, physical, and financial help has been so wonderful. Thank you for your prayers. All the different partners that have been with me all these years. I hope me and Kathy say thank you. It's a good time to say it on this Faith the Fact. And you should adopt that as part of your life in every which way, shape, or form. Think about that. And I mean that sincerely. So I think about my family that's gone home be with the Lord, as well as those that are still here. And it's a blessing of the Lord. So happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. We're going to do a lot of Thanksgiving things during this Thanksgiving week. So I want you to watch as much as you can. Our boardroom chats, social media, everything, you know, because it's time to say, Lord, I just thank you. You know, and I do like that song, People Who Need People. And I heard that Barbara Streisand was having a little health issue. Father, touch Barbara Streisand. Bless her. Heal her. Whatever it may be that's coming against her, stop it, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, God gave that lady a gift, didn't He? Ooh, you talk about a voice. I never heard a voice as perfect as that. She's such a blessing. Just thought I'd pray. And I thank her for her, the things that she's done in her movies and stuff. You know, I don't agree with everything she says, but nobody agrees with everything I say. So it doesn't make any difference. But I agree with everything Jesus says. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. This is Jesse Duplantis from New Orleans, and I really love you. May God richly bless you and say thank you to all the people you meet today. God bless you. Bye-bye.